is strong and mighty. We trust in him with all our heart, and we worship him together. God, we just sing these songs for you. Ask that you have your way. Let your spirit fall in this place, Lord, as we seek you, as we worship you. In Jesus' name.
The dark tried to hide you and steal you away. Death tried to keep you inside of the grave. The enemy fought you, he tried but he lost. You cannot be stopped. When we cried for freedom, you tore down the wall. The weight of our burdens, you carried it all. Thank you. Now, our fears and our failures hang dead on a cross. You cannot be stopped. You're the mover of the mountain, breaker of chains. Jesus has triumphed over the grave. Sing hallelujah, the battle is won. 'Cause nothing can stand against our God.
Come on.
We stand on your victory and shout out your praise. Oh, miracle maker, you're mighty to save.
My God,
awesome in power, relentless in love. Oh, you cannot be stopped. Has triumphed over the grave. Sing hallelujah, for the battle is won. Nothing can stand against our God, 'cause he's the mover of mountains, home breaker of chains. Jesus has triumphed over the grave. Sing hallelujah, nothing can stand against our God. There is nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing. There is nothing.
Singing out, there is nothing.
There is nothing that can stop our God. Oh, yeah. There is nothing that can stop. Oh, we cannot be stopped. There is nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing. There is nothing.
We believe.
There is nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing that can stop our God. There is nothing.
There is nothing.
Mover of mountains, breaker of chains, Jesus has triumphed over the grave. Sing hallelujah, the battle is won. Nothing can stand against our God. We'll sing hallelujah, the battle is won. Nothing can stand against our God.
you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We'll sing this together.
In our God.
trust in our God. And through His unfailing love, we will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. We will not be
this world that can free me. True freedom can only be found in the name of Jesus. True peace and true freedom can only be found in the name of Jesus. You know, yesterday we had a really unfortunate event, a protest going on where there were 15 people who were arrested for breaking laws of our city. And I watched some of the videos that people were posting about it, and my heart just broke. It broke for the protesters, it broke for the law enforcement officers, because all I saw was pain, and all I saw was brokenness, and I saw people searching. And I just heard God speak to me, and He said, these people are looking for peace in all of the wrong places, because I'm right here. I'm ready to bring peace to this nation and to this land if they will just seek me and find me. And I truly believe that God wants revival to come upon our land, that He wants unity and restoration to come before our land. And we need to stand unified as brothers and sisters in Christ. Our hearts need to break when people are broken. We should be breaking right now for what's going on in our city and the pain that people are feeling. And this isn't a political agenda. This is saying, I see you. I see your brokenness. I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to listen to your story. I want to learn more. I want to love you as Jesus loves you. That is our main call as Christians, to love our neighbors as ourselves. So we need to start being the church and loving those around us. We need to start being the church and calling for peace over our land and get on our knees and pray that God would restore us, because this world is broken and it needs Jesus. Now more than ever before, we need Jesus. So if you all could just lift your hands with me, I'm just gonna pray. If any of you came in with a broken heart, if any of you are going through a trial, I just want you to surrender it to Him right now. Dear God, I thank you so much for this day that we could gather together before you. And I pray, God, that in our brokenness that we would find you, Jesus, that you would give us a supernatural peace that can only come from you. God, I pray for Jeff R., Jesus, as he's the uncle of some of the members of our church, God, and his complications from surgery, God, that you would heal his body right now in your name, Jesus, that you would give him peace in this moment, God, as he is facing some health issues. God, that you would just heal him right now, God. I pray that you would help us, Jesus, to be unified in you, God, that you would help us to bridge the gaps and be the church, God. We just thank you, Jesus, for this day, and we just give you all glory and all honor and all praise for what you're about to do in this place. In your name I pray, amen. Amen. Welcome to Freedom Church. We're so glad that you all could be with us this morning. You guys may be seated. Thank you so much, whether you're in person or watching us online. We're just happy that you could come and observe this service.
Amen. Hey, God is doing something in our midst. You're going to hear a story in a little bit of something really cool that happened this week. But I want to say thank you so much for your giving, for your tithes, your offerings, your missions giving. Thank you so much for that. If you have brought your tithes, your offerings, or your missions giving, you can drop them off at the boxes at the back wall of the sanctuary, or there will be black boxes as you exit the building that you can just slip those in as well. But God is doing something. God is doing something around the world. Me and Courtney had the opportunity to be with a missionary yesterday, and we had dinner with him. He's a missionary to South Africa. I've known him since I was 7 years old. And he stopped by in Tallahassee just to catch up. And he told me that in 3 months, get this now, in 3 months, his ministry, what he does is he builds. He's a builder. He's not a preacher. He'll tell you that right now. But he is a builder, and what he does is he puts up these steel frames for future church buildings, and in 3 months in the country of South Africa, 3 months he put up 60 of those steel frames for future churches, and that is awesome. You know what that tells me is that the gospel is advancing around the world. It's not just here at home. It's around the world. And so we thank you for what you're doing for missions and your giving towards the Lord.
All right, now let's turn our attention to the announcements. Hey, Freedom Church Young Adults. We have an amazing event coming up for all of you guys on Sunday, September 13th at 5 p.m. at Pastor Larry's house. There's going to be an amazing dinner and a bonfire with s'mores for all. Can't wait to see you there.
Next Sunday, September 13th, is Baptism Sunday. If you would like to be baptized, contact Joy Richards at joy@freedomchurch.life to get on the list. This Saturday, September 12th, Freedom Men are going to Veterans Village to encourage the veterans and give them needed supplies. We will also feed them a hearty dinner. We want to give them personal hygiene supplies. So if you can donate supplies this week, please drop them off at the church. Also, if you can volunteer to help with setup, cleanup, and to fellowship with the vets, show up at the church at 4 o'clock this Saturday. There will be no Monday night corporate prayer this week.
It's Color War 2020 at Freedom U, Wednesday, September 16th at 6:45. Students are coming back with an explosion of color. Come with a towel and clothes to mangle in the color war to end all color wars. Battle it out for the prize in the cleanest and dirtiest competition. Show up September 16th, ready to rumble.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, Freedom Kids and Families. We've got some big news for you guys. We are starting back Kids Church this Sunday, September 13th.
Okay.
All of the kids will be meeting in the Activity Center for the church service.
Yeah.
We will be taking big precautions to protect your children against the COVID-19 virus. I can't see you. We will have one nursery available for our younger Freedom Kids students, and the rest of the ages will be in the Activity Center. We will have check-in volunteers to help your kids know where they need to go. We are so excited to see you guys again, and we will see you this Sunday. Bye, Freedom Kids. That felt so awkward. Yeah.
Let's give it up for Taylor. Good job, Taylor. We are starting our kids' church next Sunday. Any kids excited? Any families excited? All right. Well, we are excited about starting our kids' ministry, going to be in the activity center and nursery as well. Pray for us that all of our workers feel safe and are back.
I got an announcement to make.
Okay, what's the announcement, Pastor Marco?
Do y'all want to know if he is going to shave his head or not?
Wait a minute.
Do y'all want to know that?
The contest was over on August 31st.
Yeah,
it's done.
But I got the results.
You got the results?
I got the results right here.
Save it.
Are y'all
ready? Save it, right?
All right. Well, Pastor Perry, there is good news. You're going to keep your hair.
Yes.
You're going to keep your hair. All right. Well, he is going to keep his hair, but he is going to have to dye his hair green. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? You guys gave to BGMC a total of $5,369. Isn't that awesome? That is so awesome. Thank you so much for your giving to BGMC.
You really want to see me in green hair?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I guess that's the verdict. Nicole, we did save
Saved your marriage.
And we did save the marriage. Okay, very good. Well, praise the Lord. Pastor Larry is out of town this weekend, and so I am going to be sharing the message with you today before they put me back in the ship. So I am excited about being with you. Good to see all of our kids. If you are a Freedom Kid, fifth grade and under, let me see your hand. Let's give all of our kids a big hand. Good job. We got them all over. We're excited to bring them into the back, and we're going to have a great time in kids' church again. Well, this morning I've got a message that I feel like the Lord has put upon my heart. It's been burning for a while. It is of a little bit of a serious nature, but that's okay because I believe we're living in some serious times. And we desperately need a move of God in our nation and in our families and in our churches. Can I hear an amen? We are living in a day and age of strife, anger, and bitterness and division. In our society, in our nation, even in our families, many times even in churches. And I believe that Jesus is the answer. Joy even prayed it just a little bit ago. We need Jesus to show up again. Amen? But Jesus cannot work in our life until we take a first step that we're going to talk about today. And that step is called repentance. Everybody say that word with me. Repentance. The title of my message is called I Repent. I Repent. Listen to the first words of Jesus when he entered into his time of ministry. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14 through 15, says, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. We serve a God that wants to give us good news. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Repent and believe the good news. Now, I used to think those two words didn't have anything to do with each other. Repent, good news. But let me tell you something that the world doesn't understand. When you give yourself and you give your life completely to Jesus, that's better living than the world can offer. That was pretty weak. I said, that's better living than the world can offer. That's good news. Amen? If we would repent and believe the good news, if there's a word for America today, it's repent. Let's pray. Father, I pray right now that you would take this word. I need to repent. We need to repent. Families need to repent. America needs to repent. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to move in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Nothing is going to fix America like Jesus. We need a supernatural touch of the Holy Spirit to move on our nation and upon our churches. We're not going to fix it with a political person or group. We only need the power of a supernatural God that can fix our nation. Marriages aren't going to be fixed except without the power of the Holy Spirit. Now let's take a look at the Amplified Bible, these same two verses. Now, after John the Baptist was arrested and taken into custody, Jesus went to Galilee, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God, and saying, the appointed period of time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins. Live your life in a way that proves repentance. Seek God's purpose for your life and believe with a deep abiding trust in the good news regarding salvation. Isn't that good? Now, repentance means simply this: to stop, admit you're wrong, and turn the other way. Repentance is not simply just saying, I'm sorry, and continuing to walk that way. Repentance means to stop, say, I'm sorry, admit you're wrong, and to turn the other way. Because what God has for you and I, like I said before, is much better than what the world wants to offer. See, the world wants to offer steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the devil has come to do. But if we want to walk in the freedom that God has for us, we must repent. I believe that repentance is the first step in restoration. It's not about winning the argument. I think we are past winning the argument in America. You can convince somebody all day long, and it's not going to convince them one way or the other. We need a mighty move of God in America. Husbands, it's not about winning the argument, it's about being married. And staying married, it's about winning your wife. I should hear some more amens from the wives. Wife, it's not about being right. Come on, men. It's about restoring the marriage. Many couples would do well to walk in repentance. I see some patting on some people's. When a person truly repents, something absolutely amazing happens. Let me tell you a little story Pastor Marco referred to while he was sharing. This past week, we've been having a lot of painting going on in our church, inside and outside, some touch-ups inside and some work. There was a young man that was here. He was here for about 3 days in the atmosphere of the church. It's a wonderful place to be. Talking with us, talking with the staff. On Thursday, his last day here, as I was walking through the hallways, he approached me and said, "Hey, will you pray for me?" He approached me. He had a foot accident the night before, and he asked me if I would pray for his foot. As we began to talk, he began to share about his life, how from the age of 14 to 21, he had been run away from home, been messed up, and just not living right, and he wanted to give his heart to the Lord. So I brought him into the office. I found Pastor Marco, and we led him in the sinner's prayer and prayed with him, and he got saved right here in church on Thursday afternoon at lunchtime. We gave him a Bible. Praise God. God did a restoration as he repented and gave his heart to the Lord. Can someone say, praise the Lord? Hallelujah. When people start asking you to pray, start talking to you and saying, I want to get saved, you know God's up to something. The cool thing about it was, on Thursday morning, we were praying. There were several ladies here praying, and a few of us guys were praying for a specific need, and we were praying in the Spirit. We were praying in the anointing, and this young man was back at the back door painting and refreshing. He was listening to us pray, and I remember looking back. I was standing right there. I looked back, and I saw him, and I thought, I wonder what he thinks of this. When I asked him about it later, he goes, it was different. But something drew him to the Lord. He gave his heart to the Lord. It was awesome. We're looking forward to going to lunch with him and trying to disciple him before he leaves for Arizona. He lives there. He's been here for a while. But praise God. Pray for that young man today. You see, it starts with godly sorrow. When someone says, I am not right, something's not right in my life, I need a change, godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 says, godly sorrow brings repentance, then leads to salvation. Leads to salvation. Anybody want to be saved today? Anybody want to walk in that salvation? And look at this, it leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. You see, God wants to set us free. He wants to give us victory. He wants to give us freedom. The devil wants to keep us oppressed. The devil wants to keep us in chains. The devil wants to keep us bound up. But Jesus has come to set us free. A few things about repentance. Number one, repentance brings humility. We need humility and brokenness today. We need some folks to admit they're wrong. Marriages, families, churches in our nation, there's some husbands who need to humble themselves. I got one amen. There's some wives who need to humble themselves. There's some sons or daughters. You might be in this room today. You need to humble yourself before your parents. Our nation needs some humility. No one's ever wrong anymore. When I was in the fourth grade, I was the teacher's pet. Anybody else here the teacher's pet? Teachers, do you guys have pets? But still? Now, I was the teacher's pet in the fourth grade, and I got to run the movie projector. Anybody remember that? Where reel to reel got to put it in, and then I got to hit play. Ooh. In front of everybody. It was amazing. And one day the teacher said, we're going to watch a movie with the fifth grade. So the fifth grade got to come to our class, and I got to hit play. It was amazing. And everybody looked back at me, and there I was, hitting play. It was awesome. And I thought I was just absolutely wonderful. And so I thought I would just put on a little exhibition of how wonderful I was. So I began to rock on my chair, just like, how cool am I? Look at me. Everybody glanced back. I'm sitting back there making sure the monitor, it's going good. And I was rocking on my chair, and all of a sudden, my chair slid out underneath me, and I hit my head on the ground, and everybody was looking at me and laughing at me. They sure thought I was wonderful, but I was really quick reminded of humility. You know, when we think we're all that great, there's something usually that happens that reminds us that we're not all that wonderful to the world. The prodigal son, when he came back to his house, he didn't come back to the father and say, look at me, I'm God's gift to you, Dad. No, he came back and he said, I'm not even worthy to be called your son. Let me be a servant in your house. It would do us good to come back with repentance, with humility to our family members, to our coworkers. I remember at youth camp, there was a young man, he busted open the door as he came to camp for the first time, and he said, hey, God's gift to all the ladies is here. I thought, wow, that's a little arrogant. God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble, James 4:6. Do we want God to oppose us or for us to have God's favor? Does your family want God's opposition or God's favor? Does America want God's opposition or God's favor? I want God's favor. I want Freedom Church to want God's favor. So we've got to walk in humility. We are in desperate need of God's favor. Number two, repentance brings restoration and salvation. Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. There's some folks who need a right relationship with your spouse, with your fellow believers, with your co-workers. And it starts with repentance. Stopping, admitting you're wrong, and turning the other way. There's some believers who need joy. I know we got a great joy right there, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about joy in your salvation again. Even in the midst of 2020, you can have joy. God can restore your joy. And the great thing about sin is if we confess our sin, 1 John 1:9 said, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me tell you, church, you can walk in purity today. You don't have to walk bound up in your sin. You can be free today. Look at your neighbor and say, you can be free. That was pretty weak. I said, you could be free. Amen. Thank you. I'm getting ready for kids' church. Here we go. Now, point number three about repentance. This is the main heart of the message. Repentance does not blame others. Thus, the title of my message, I Repent. When King David sinned, and Nathan confronted him, King David had committed adultery and had Bathsheba's husband killed, and he thought everything was fine. He was just going along. A year later, the prophet Nathan came to him and said, there's someone who sinned in this kingdom, and it must be dealt with. And King David was mad and furious and angry about that person's sin. And then Nathan said, you are the man. King David could have blamed Bathsheba. Well, she wasn't dressed appropriately. It's her fault. He could have blamed his servants. Well, they weren't protecting me that night. They should have known better. He didn't do any of those things. What he did was, he says, I have sinned. And as soon as he said, I have sinned, the prophet Nathan looked at him and says, God has forgiven you. Boom, just like that. How many times do you have a sibling in your family that they will refuse to say, I'm sorry? How many moms and dads? Let me see your hands. Thank you, thank you. All you got to do is say, I'm sorry. Catherine and JP. Catherine and JP are right over here. They're 12 and 11 right now. I love them. They're awesome. Back when they were 4 and 5, we had come down on a beautiful trip from Illinois to Florida. And it was JP's birthday, and Papa and Grammy had bought gifts for both of them, but especially JP. This is the last time I get to talk on about you guys for a while, because I'll be in kids' church, so just enjoy this. Papa and Grammy said, please do not go in the closet. Do not look at the gifts, because they're for your surprise. Well, we found them in the closet looking at gifts. 4 and 5 years old. I brought them out. It was time to discipline them. And I put them on the couch, and for some reason I thought it would be funny to videotape. I'm not going to show you the videotape. But we're not going to show it. But let me tell you, what happened was I began to ask them about this. I began to discipline them, kind of. And I asked them, whose fault was it that you're in the closet? JP immediately pointed to Catherine. She dragged me in there and made me look at the gifts. Catherine said, both are faults. You see, it's hard for us to admit when we're wrong. We always want to say, yeah, I did that, but you should have seen what they did to me. Yeah, I did that, but you should have seen, with the circumstances. You know, when we repent, we say, I'm sorry. And we don't say, you know, Brother Wendell, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. No, I hurt them. How many ever do that? If I ever did anything to hurt your feelings, please forgive me. Come on, just admit you hurt them. And I want to tell you something. When we repent, We don't blame others. We take the responsibility ourselves. Now, what really hit me on this was from Daniel chapter 9. And this is where I want us to focus our end of the message on. Daniel chapter 9, there's a 15-verse prayer that Daniel prays, a prayer of repentance and confession of sins, of wickedness. Verse 3, he says, "So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition and fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. And four times Daniel says these words, we have sinned. We have sinned." He's talking about his nation. We have sinned. Listen to this in verse 4, starting at verse 4. "I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land." Over and over, he says, "We." Now, Daniel was one of the most righteous men in all of the Bible. In fact, one of the places in the Bible, God says, "Not even if Daniel stood in the gap for you would I listen, because the people were so wicked." He listened to Daniel because he was righteous, but Daniel said, "We." It's easy for us to sit here as a church and say, well, that group, look at what's happening in America. But we need to say, we have sinned. Repentance starts in the church, folks. Repentance starts with the house of God, because judgment starts with the house of God. Excuse me. We win as a team. We lose as a team. And I love to win. I'm a competitor. If you play me in ping pong here, I will beat you. I don't believe in having mercy unless you're three. Now, if you want to challenge me, I'll be glad to. We'll talk about that later. There's a place to win. There's a place to win on the basketball court. There's a place to win on the football field. Those are places to win. But when it comes to our nation, when it comes to our church, when it comes to family, it's not about winning. It's about restoration. It's about healing. And we need to repent. Daniel repented over his nation. He had been thrown into the lion's den, and God delivered him, and he had awesome things about it, but he still repented. If he could pray a prayer of repentance over his nation, then we can. These next few months are going to be hot topics all over America, but I would rather us walk into them with repentance. Starts here. If we want God to do a move of God, a supernatural revival in our land, it starts here. It starts here in America, right here at Freedom Church. If we want God to move in our city of Tallahassee, it starts right here at Freedom Church. What Joy was referring to, there's violence in the streets, there's unrest, there's strife, there's bitterness. Let's start with repentance right here at Freedom Church. Let's call out to God and say, "God, we have sinned. Our nation has sinned. We may not have idols we bow down to, but we have idols of lust and greed and power that are in America and church. We need to repent of those things as well." I'm going to call us to the altar. I'm going to call us to a place of repentance all over this place. I've got two calls for us today. The first call is for an individual call of repentance over you or your family. There's something that you've just got inside of you that you just need to repent over. I'm going to call you to the front, if you will, and just say, God, create in me a clean heart. You know what, folks? All of us have sinned, so there's nothing to be ashamed about. It's just getting right with God. If you're not right with God today, you could get right with God. It starts by humbling yourself and calling yourself to repentance. The second call is a call for repentance for our nation. And I don't want you to say, well, that group or this, say, we have sinned, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Excuse me. Can we pray? God, you're calling us to repentance in our nation as a church. You're calling us to repentance. Lord, there's some families that need restoration. There's some sons and daughters that need to repent and then go to their parents and confess. Ask for forgiveness. Lord, our nation is in trouble. We all need to repent. Lord, it doesn't matter what color we are, we all need to repent. God, forgive our land. Forgive our land. Forgive us, Lord, as people. As the worship team begins to sing this song, I'm going to ask you to move. If you need to pray a prayer of repentance and you just feel, maybe you as a couple or you as an individual, I want you to move and find a place. If you need special prayer, the prayer team will be praying for you. But I'm asking us as an entire church body before we leave that we will pray a prayer of repentance over our city, over our nation, and ask God to move on our behalf through His Spirit.